Blog Talk Radio. I am Odessa Prater, just a servant of the Lord, coming to join the conversation.
Amen, amen. Yeah, I am happy that you're all with me tonight. We'll be waiting on join us as well. Have a very, very good topic. The scripture will be tonight. Amen. Galatians 6. Amen. Galatians 6.
Uh-huh.
Talk about, amen, a trend. Cause that's what they call it these days. They call it a trend. Praise God. Advancing one another in the house, in the body of Christ. So I really want to dive into that tonight. What are we really supposed to be saying? Our brothers and sisters in Christ. And, you know, what are we supposed to hear? What are we, and we know that rebuke, it's an open rebuke, we know this, but we need to know what rebuke is. You know, how to address them. Should it be a public thing? Should it be private? We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that. And just before we do, I want to share a song by Sharon Moore, his first lady, praise God, of Covenant Church, Bishop Moore. So we're going to take a break. We're going to try to get ready. We're going to pray and get into the word. When we come back, this is Sharon Moore. Please welcome. Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word, Father God, help us to be encouraged. Help us to say a word, Father God, that will change somebody's mind, change somebody's behavior, and help us see, hallelujah, how you would have us treat each other, how you would have us to interact with each other. Help us, Father God, for that your word, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, right now. Your son, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight, I want to talk about a lot of, like I was saying earlier, I look at different posts on Facebook, different things of God. Some of them are encouraged. Some of them are daily things that they do. Maybe here and there. But lately I've been seeing a lot of negativity that is disguised as a rebuke. A lot of negativity. Wrapped in a rebuke, and we need to make sure that what we say and what we do for another lies up with what God has told us to do. It's a certain way He tells us how to handle each other, so that we won't destroy each other, so that we won't run people away from Him, because drawing people in is our ultimate goal. That's our job. That's what He saved us to save somebody else. Okay. So before we get into it, you want to say something else about that?
Well, I think that God is love. The Word tells us that. And anything we do or say or however we represent Him should be done in love. And I think sometimes when we're trying to rebuke, we don't necessarily do it in love. And there's a way to say anything. You should, especially in people of faith, we should do everything in love. And sometimes I think we lose sight of that.
That's a real big word. It's small on paper, but it's a really big word. When it comes to serving God, it's the main word. It's the main one, And I think sometimes when you don't put that in the forefront when you are talking to people, when you are going through when you're going through in your life, when you are assessing a situation, when you witness somebody fall, if you don't keep love, like they say, you put your glasses on. If you don't keep your love, them glasses on.
Right.
You'll handle somebody in a way that will destroy their relationship
right.
with God. And a lot of people feel like, well, if what I said you couldn't handle it, then you the problem. No. We got to give an account for every word we say. Especially when we decide that we have to reveal somebody. See, you reveal the tricks of the enemy. Some people think, well, when I tell people what you're doing, then I'm revealing the enemy. No. The devil, that's a spirit.
Right.
That's a stronghold. So I'm going to go to you in private. See, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to wait for an opportunity when God tell me to say something, But I'm going to say it in love. Why? Because I'm not rebuking you. I'm rebuking the spirit that's on you. So I got to handle this. Like you say, we got to be as a child. I got to handle this with kid gloves. I can't come at you.
Right.
Because I don't even know what you're going through, first of all.
Right.
You know. Let's go into the first scripture, Galatians 6:1. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, y'all know I'm gonna break this ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of what? Meekness.
Gentleness. Right.
Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. I want to stay right there for a moment. Now let's look at this. Amen. It said, brother, now always look at how the chapter starts. The greeting is important. It's just not important as the whole text.
Right.
Because when he said brethren, he was being meek. See, I'm gonna be meek. Because you get ready to talk to one of your family members, you know, and you gotta tell them something that may be uncomfortable. You start off, hey, now you know I love you.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say anything to him. So the text started off with brother.
Right.
Put us in the same, you know, hey, we're part of the same body.
Right.
Now look, it says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to let you talk a little bit just about that. You see this person's fault. He's overtaking it. In other words, it's now controlling them. It's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard before when people say, oh, I got this. Oh, I ain't.
Right.
You know. Come on. Amen.
Yeah, we've heard people say that. Or if you see them falling, you should be able to, in love, say, look, I think this got a hold on you. I don't think you have a hold on it.
Yeah.
And it's out of love that I am coming to you. Because, you know, together we can do this.
Oh,
I don't think you should exclude yourself. Because it tells you, you need to do it. If you're spiritual, you need to go to him spiritually before you fall too.
Oh.
So you have to go to him in love, and you have to say, I'm not condemning you or talking about you. We can get through this together. We like to, as a people, I guess, fuss. Instead of encourage and say, but I'm here with you so that we can come out of this.
Oh, yeah.
So they won't feel like they're alone.
And I like the way
you should be done in love.
I like the way you said we. Well, you said we.
Yeah, it's we, because he said brother. So it's family. It's us.
Yeah. Because when you, and like I was, you know, what we're talking about tonight is how we try to separate ourselves from a person, or put ourselves higher than a person, or like. Let me just be down to earth with how we say, look, I told you they wasn't right. That's still you putting yourself in a position saying that I'm better than you.
Right.
But he wants us to recognize that we all have faults.
Right.
We all going to need somebody to help us up. We all going to need somebody to say, hey, I'm going to come by. I'm going to take you out to eat. I'm going to cut. Because you also have to make the atmosphere conducive for healing.
Right.
Because a lot of times, like I say, that Facebook stuff, people want to get on their clown folk. Oh, this. And we're not supposed to be gossiping. We're not supposed to be, you know, I see you and
right.
Now if you say I see the devil, see, the devil is big.
Mm-hmm.
That's but when you get to saying these prophets and these pastors and these, you are now out of order.
Right.
Because that's not what he told us to do. If you see your brother in the fire, what you supposed to do? You supposed to go to him. Not everybody before you get to him, see. It was a situation with God that I personally encountered that I just, look, I'm going to tell y'all something. Don't come to me with no mess, because I promise you, as a leader, I'm going to deal with you right where you stand. Come on, amen. I'm going to say, look, you cannot.
Amen.
My God. And now I have helped you and I have helped myself, see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep going back to what you said. It's a we thing.
It's a we thing.
I'm not just protecting you. I'm protecting me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Say it says, ye which are spiritual. Now he wants you to understand. Text wants you to understand that this is a spiritual thing. That's why I said earlier, you got to stop thinking I'm coming against this person. You're coming against spirit.
Right.
Oh, I don't deal with them. Oh, I don't. You coming against the spirit. You got to know what God put you there for. A lot of times, God put us so that we can be the voice of reason. We can be the person that fishes, come on, that throw the line, that will pull them out of that place.
Right.
But if you come in offense, come on, you come in, you know, with an attitude, you holier than thou, you know, your feet ain't on the ground, you up in the car, you know, you come in there like that, then you will have already created a hostile environment. And now what you need to say to that person won't be received.
Right, because the person is now on the defense.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Because if you come at me any wrong, in a certain way, I'm going to put my wall up. I'm getting ready to be defensive. So then I'm not listening to what you say. Because you didn't come to me in a spirit of gentleness, meekness.
Yeah.
It tell you how to cook.
Yeah. Meek. Come on. It's a he with all spiritual.
Right.
Restore such and one in the what?
Spirit.
Of meekness. Now,
mm-hmm.
I looked at that, I said, okay. Now, he said, if you spiritual, oh, my God, this is a good one. If you spiritual, now let's think about the fruits of the Spirit because we got a conference coming up. Let's talk about the fruit of the Spirit. See, all of this tying together, you read your word, you study to show yourself true. When you read through the gospel, you'll hear the phrases like this. The spirit of meekness. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. So meekness should be present. It shouldn't be that far from you. You know, some people, no, he say if you spiritual, if you connected to him, if you have a fasting, if you are praying, if you got a relationship with him, and you come to that person, come on, and that spirit of meekness shouldn't be that far from you.
Should just rise up. Right.
Come on. I find a lot of people, they so quick to be mad, so quick to start to go off on you, so quick to gossip about your business. Where is your relationship with God?
Right.
That you can't get humble and help your brother. I've heard pastors and teachers say, "Oh, I don't deal." We walk. Come on, hallelujah! In the spirit of God, it's in you. I want to encourage somebody. It's in you. You can do it.
It is.
That's why I'm discussing tonight about ways to do it. Take them out to eat. Come on. Come over and hang with them a little bit,
and then fellowship.
Because you gotta prepare the atmosphere. Let's talk about. I'm gonna just share this piece too. Full armor of God, right? When you look at this, when you read really, really get into the full armor of God, it says having your feet shod with the gospel. What is gospel?
Right.
The truth, right?
Right.
With the gospel of what? Preparation, that means you're able to prepare, you're able to change, you're able to shift, right? With the preparation of the, come on, hallelujah. The gospel, the preparation of what? Peace. So you're able to walk in, change the atmosphere, and prepare it for peace. You're able to, what they say, you're able to desensitize, come on, amen. you're able to take the tension out the room. You're able to let the air out.
Your presence should change the atmosphere, period.
Oh, my God. Come on. Hallelujah. Period. Because that's a part of your armor. We were just talking about that the other day, the armor. That's a part of your armor. So what have we learned tonight already? The fruit of the Spirit have to be at work. You have to have your armor on. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got to have your armor. So now we're walking in. Spirit of meekness with fellowship. Come on. I might look. Watch this. I'm gonna help you with another one. You may start off by sharing your testimony.
True.
Come on. I had to share my testimony about anger. Oh, I was so mad. Didn't even know why I was just mad. Just mad all the time. And then that broke the ice and made it easy for me to tell this person about the road I was going down. And they were receptive.
That's true. I had to talk about being vindictive. And Lord, stayed away from me. But, you know, every now and then that spirit of vindictiveness will rise up. I have to talk to myself. Now, God took that away. Enemy is doing that. I typed it out, but let me delete this.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it.
Yeah. Okay.
And we need to share that. I think sometimes we don't want to share. Yeah, I used to be angry. Yeah, I used to have vindictiveness. Yes, I still have a temper. Because sometimes I think we can be so self-righteous that we can't reach people. But you need to let people know your testimony. And then they will say, you know what, she really understands me. I struggle with this too. But we don't like to do that. But you have to be transparent to help people. It's one body. We're trying to help each other.
Come on now. And look, we just gave a key, right? A third key. Watch this. So he said we are overcomers by what? By a testimony. Look at that. So all of these things have factored in to how you restore your brother. First, you got to sacrifice you. You got to first, come on. You got to say, listen, I was down this, look, a couple of years ago, I was blah, 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 blah. Come on.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like I said, you coming out and you speaking in tongues and you throwing all over people and, you know, you trying to push people down and all kinds of stuff. You know, deliverance can start with a simple, I've been there, done that.
Right. This
how brought me out.
Right.
Been there, done that. This is how God brought me out.
And if he can bring me out, he can bring you out. Let me help you walk through it.
Come on.
We want to dictate, but we don't want to help stay in there and help them walk it out.
Yeah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Let me just drop a word right here and tell them what they need to do and then walk away. But sometimes you can't walk away. You got to walk with them.
Look at this next part. And this is why I love the word so much, because anything you need is in the word.
Yes, true.
I like how it says, considering thyself, lest thou also be what? Considering I could be in the same position. How would I want somebody to help me get free if I was in the same position?
Right.
You got to consider all that stuff before you talk to your brother, your sister. You got to consider, how would I feel? Because, see, sometimes we just jump off the cliff and get to going. We get to you can't handle everybody like you may handle your children or how you may handle your husband. You got to ask God. You got to say, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, show me how to do this. Like we say, God may start you out just with a fellowship.
Yeah.
God, because sometimes just understanding that we a person to start talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you may not say it in that first month. You just might be hanging with them, see?
Right.
God will allow your light. He'll allow your light to change their life without even saying a word.
That's true. People look at what you do more than what you say.
Come on now. So
they look at what you do more than what you say.
More than what you say. And that's why I wanted to share this tonight, because we have to be careful, even on these social media platforms, what we post. Because the Bible says there will be a great wasting away of the saints. You know what wasting is? That means a falling away. And let me tell you something. You know, I always teach about the Civil War and how it compares to the church. Because a Civil War, they get the country fighting within itself. Then they come in and take over because you're fighting each other.
Yeah.
You ain't paying no attention to what the enemy doing. So people don't understand that's what's happening in the church today. We fight each other so much. Oh, you ain't called. Oh, you ain't anointed. Oh, you drinking. Oh, you this. Oh, you ain't this. And we fighting so much with each other, the devil has come in.
That's true. That is so true.
We need to go back. Come on. Hallelujah. Like I say, to the basics. Come on. We need to go back and learn about love. We need to go back and learn about how to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. How to talk to each other, how to treat each other, how to not offend someone, how to apologize. Because we don't even want to apologize.
Don't want to apologize. And it says further along in Galatians in 10, it says, so that while we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people. And it says, and especially to those who are in the household of faith. So it's telling us right there, we need to treat each other right first. If we just let our light shine and our love shine between the people in the faith, then the people of the world will see that. It goes back to what you just said. Sometimes we got to say a word. We can just live the life. And that will draw them to want to know, well, how they getting along, how they doing this, how they... But we fight among ourselves. We supposed to love each other more than we love anything.
Come on.
It said
all this stuff gonna fail. It said in the word, all of this stuff gonna fail. You know, all this feeding the homeless, all this stuff. That stuff gonna fail if you don't have love. It means nothing.
Yeah.
If love is not present. I mean,
it don't mean nothing.
He said you can speak with tongues, you can feed the hungry, heal the sick. You can do all that. But if you ain't got no love, it profits you nothing.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful. Because it say God is love. If God is love and love is not present, where is God? Come on.
Right. Exactly.
Where is it? I have no room to judge you. You have no room to judge me, but we're supposed to stand hand in hand and say, I got you. You follow my hip.
Right.
Come on. A lot of saints of God today is depressed and low. And then when I hear people say, well, if you need a phone call, if you need somebody to encourage you, we didn't got to a place to where we don't want to encourage each other. We don't want to be there for each other. Do it yourself. Don't worry about other people. But he put us here. If he didn't want us to love each other and to a New Testament mandate, bear one another's burdens. That's in the Word of God. Come on,
yes, it is.
It says be partial. It says to favor one another. My brother in Christ called me. What I'm supposed to be ready to help. We have to check. We have to make sure we're not picking up trinkets from the world and deciding we're going to do it like the world do. We're going to talk like the world. We're going to handle it like the world. He said we are peculiar people.
We are.
We do that. We do it different. That's, guess what? That's what draws people into Jesus Christ. I'm talking about that ultimate goal now.
Yeah.
That's how, that's our ultimate goal. And everything we do is to win a soul to the King.
Yes, that's our great commission. That's what we're here for. We save and save others.
We got so caught up in the world. We got so caught up in how the world do things and all these sayings and all this. I heard a man of God say, boy, bye. Girl, bye. and I didn't trip or nothing because, you know, but I God has a way of showing
us. But that's just how subtle the devil is. He just slither in there.
Yeah.
Something as simple as boy bye.
But watch this. What did the serpent do? The serpent say, "You won't surely die." The serpent tell you, "Hey, tough love, tell them the truth. Let the chips fall where they may." That ain't gospel.
Right.
That ain't gospel. That's not God's way. Oh, just handle them any kind of way. You can't handle the truth. Ever since Jack Nicholson said you can't handle the truth, everybody been going crazy. I'm gonna tell it like a T.I.E. If you can't handle it, you God ain't want no coward soldiers. We just take the word and bend it and drop it in places that don't belong. I heard a preacher say, if a person is willing to walk out your life, let them go. And I went into the word. Is that biblical? Is that biblical? That's not biblical. We have to be careful what we say because especially people take what you say and they apply it in places that it don't go.
That makes sense. And we
you got to know, and that's another reason why you have to make sure you prayed up. You said those that are spiritual. If you're not spiritual, you don't know how to handle the situation. You're going to handle it out your flesh, out your feelings, out what makes sense.
Out your flesh, how you feel.
Because he says, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. So I can't handle you the way. See, he told Hosea Gomer, right? He told him, keep going and get her. Keep going and get your wife. Keep going. She was with men. She was out there. She was doing all kinds of stuff. He was, you know, and God would tell him, go get her. Then God, he said, I'm trying to show you the condition of our relationship with him. Today, it's the same thing. We can see the condition of the church by how we treat each other. We can see the condition of the church by how we are in our households, by how our morals and standards and how, I'm telling you, the condition of the church is on display right now. The wasting away is happening right now. Now people don't come to church. They won't come into the, and he said in his word, he said, forsake not the assembly. You have to assemble. That's where your strength comes from.
That's what the word says.
I mean, regardless if it's two or three, he said, it's two or three, just get two or three.
Right.
He said, if you get two or three, I'm in the mix. Come on. But you got to gather. You got to talk. You got to talk about me. You got to tell somebody he's able. You got to testify. Come on. You got to sing a song of praise.
Ain't this?
So what?
Amen.
So what we are tonight is, how do you approach your brother? How do you approach your sister? Let's go back to the top. It said brother. So that's, and then I'm me. I'm with you. We just finished watching the football game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The kids were with the team. Come on out here with me in the garage. Let's play some domino. You know?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Be with your spiritual husband. Restored. Okay, so first of all, it's a week. Go back to what?
It's a week.
It's a week. Let's be weak. Let's fellowship, like you say. Now I'm going to come in the spirit of meekness. Meekness can be accompanied by testimony. It could be accompanied by, let me tell you, by what, you know, you know, the other, you gotta, what we try to say, change the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You gotta shift the atmosphere. Make it conducive for healing. Then it says, praise God, it says that you gotta tell that testimony like if it was me and what I would want you to do for me. I'm doing for you what I want
you
to do.
Right.
So brother, my friend. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's sweetness, it's humbleness. Because that person could have been waiting. They waiting on the word from the Lord. They waiting to be free.
Right.
Because the Bible says, overtake it, go back to that. And you'd be surprised how many people just waiting on somebody and say, let's pray. Waiting on somebody saying, I'm gonna come by tomorrow. And I'm going to come by tomorrow and the next. And I'm going to bring to see the same soul. If they had to come by every day after you got saved, they would.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a wee thing. They coming with you.
Yeah. They go, look, if you say, well, I don't have no clothes, they coming with a bag of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no food, they coming with hot food. Come on. Then they finna pray with you and get a scripture together. My Lord.
He's able. And he's able to do it through us. We just have to be willing. And follow the instruction. It's right here.
It's right here. Look at that. Verse 2. Bear one another's burden.
Yes.
And so fulfill the law of Christ. My God. And look, I can read on, but I don't.
You can read on. Because it's in there. You just follow
it's in
the
there. My God. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
He deceives himself.
My God. But let every man prove his own work. And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because see, when a person, that's why I always tell people, pick up your own cross.
Right.
I always tell people, just give your testimony. And my other pastor say, give them Jesus. Because when you give them Jesus, then they can take what you give them and they can bear their own cross. But when some people try to carry a cross for them, try to, hey, I'm going to make people do something. No, you give them the word, and you trust that word to draw them in.
And it will.
My God. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. Lord, amen. I thank God for the broadcast on tonight. Just want to talk to you. I'm glad that my friends are going with me tonight. Praise God.
Amen, amen. We have to encourage one another.
Amen. And it gets so, it can get tricky when you're dealing with this age of social media where everything is exposed online.
Mm.
Everything, your emotions, your fights, your personal business is exposed online. And And this is going back to restoring your brother. It's the time where it needs to be private. What you say to him needs to be private. And you don't need to be sharing. Oh, I would have told so-and-so.
Right. You ain't got to tell everybody.
The Bible say over in Matthew. Yeah, I'm going. Look, I went to another. Over in Matthew, come on, 6, glory to God, 1-8, it tells you. If you're going to go pray for your brother, you ain't got no business telling nobody you're praying for him. You ain't got no business telling the shouting in the streets, I took food to their house. That's not godly. He said if you do that, you already got your reward. You already took his glory. Come on. My God. So if you do it for people, do it. If you're praying for folks, pray for them. And if it's about God, you're going to gonna, you ain't trying to get no credit if it's really about God.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm gonna ask my friends to pray over us, praise God, over this word, because as sure as this word was shared tonight, the enemy is gonna try to snatch it out of your spirit. So we're gonna pray.
We come right now, Lord God, just thanking you for this day, thanking you for your word, Lord God. Thanking you for the insight of Apostle just to bring the word forth to the people that we are to bear one another's burdens, Lord God. And we should do it as you instructed, Father, in the right spirit and with meekness, Lord God. We ask that you bind us closer together as brothers and sisters in Christ so that we may walk your will out. We ask that you touch somebody that may hear us tonight and encourage them to just hold on to your unchanging hand. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. God bless you. We want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. People by prayer. We talk to you next Monday. God bless you.